Brilliant sunshine to start the day across most of interior New York and New England. It's a bit chilly this morning, with most places starting off in the lower to middle 30s. Some places closer to 40, and with that sun getting higher in the sky this morning, everyone will climb out of the 30s and through the 40s by about lunchtime. It looks like we'll put the brakes on there, though, with a stiff northwesterly wind flow developing as high pressure continues to build in. The wind at times will gust over 20, even 30 miles per hour, adding a bit of a chill to the air, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. With that high settling overhead tonight, it'll remain dry, clear, and get a bit cold out overnight, with most places dropping back into the 20s. This will set us up for a beautiful spring day tomorrow. High pressure will keep it mostly sunny. The wind will flip around to the south and become gusty, but this will allow temperatures to surge back through the 40s and 50s, and on average, high temperatures tomorrow will be in the lower 60s. A weak front will pass through on Thursday night, and some leftover clouds on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon, with highs around 60. Another front will approach Friday night with a round of showers, which will linger into Saturday morning, but Saturday afternoon will go back to mostly sunny skies and highs will remain in the lower 60s. Even warmer air for the end of the weekend on Sunday, with sunshine coming back later in the day and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm developing, highs will be in the upper 60s. The next and more powerful front will head our way for the day on Monday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Still highs around 70, then around 60 behind the front on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wind advisories are in effect for central and western North Dakota. A strong cold front will sweep across the region this afternoon. West to northwest winds sustained at 30 miles per hour with gusts of 45 miles per hour will develop into the afternoon hours and then weaken and fall below advisory criteria near sunset. Meanwhile, high-based thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of that cold front as the atmosphere destabilizes today. Strong deep-layer shear will support a threat for isolated strong to damaging wind gusts, and small hail may also accompany the stronger storms. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, at 5:39 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Blue River, British Columbia, Canada, at 7:52 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 19 degrees, with a northwest wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 45 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 37 degrees, the dew point 32, 82% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.64 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 60, Boston sunny, breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 65 degrees, the low 42, the average temperature 54, that's 9 degrees above normal. 0.4 of an inch of rainfall yesterday for the month, 0.16, which is 0.7 of an inch below normal. And 8.67 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation for the year, which is 0.19 of an inch below normal. There were 11 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 167, that's 7 below normal. And 6,431 for the season, which is 384 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 77, set in 1991, and the record low, 16, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cool today, with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny, windy, and cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cool today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the middle 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, windy, and cool today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny, windy, and cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, but milder in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, more clouds toward the coast, highs around 60. Showers Friday night and early Saturday morning, increasing sunshine Saturday afternoon, lower 60s. Clouds with some sun Sunday, breezy and warm in the upper 60s with a late day shower or thunderstorm. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday, otherwise partly sunny, near 70. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday with highs around 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.